I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Interim Ward 13 Toronto Centre City Councillor Robin Buxton Potts announced on Twitter this week her intention to run for the Ward 11 University Rosedale seat in the October municipal election. This follows the announcement that longtime Ward 11 City Councillor Mike Layden would not seek re-election in the next municipal election. In a Twitter thread, Potts writes that Toronto is on the cusp of some significant changes. She outlines her experience and knowledge of the challenges facing the downtown neighborhoods, as well as her commitment to public service. Further, she mentions her current position as an appointed interim city councillor, and how it is another example of her hands-on experience of the job. In this capacity, she writes that she knows the city staff and how to navigate council and committees. Finally, Potts writes that as a young, queer woman who rents, she represents a demographic of Torontonians that do not currently have a voice at city council. She hopes to champion the following community actions: housing affordability, equity for women and 2S LGBTQIA+ people, and climate action and mitigation. Potts was appointed in early June to replace the vacant seat of Ward 13, following the resignation of longtime city councillor Kristen Wong Tam. During her speech to city council, Potts outlined her experience and endorsements from several longtime politicians, including Wong Tam.
I have three reasons why I think this makes a lot of sense. One, I have the direct support of the former councillor and our residents. I have direct current knowledge of the ward and the residents. And I have a proven commitment to public service. I am greatly honored to have the endorsement of former Councillor Wong Tam in this role, but I also have the support of our local residents' associations. In my conversations with them, explaining my intention to run for interim councillor, they all agreed that this would be the best path forward for our community. In those conversations, I also promised them that I would not run in the October election for this role. My intention is fully to be a caretaker and to provide a thorough transition to whoever the Ward 13 constituents duly elect. I'm a lifelong resident of the City of Toronto, is born and raised here. I currently live in co-op housing, and I am so grateful that I am able to continue to live in the community that I was raised in.
Potts was voted in with 18 of 26 votes, including one vote from Toronto Mayor John Tory. Potts initially said she would not be running for the Toronto Centre seat on a full-time basis for the municipal election.
I noticed that you said you wouldn't be running for the role, this role. Are you considering running at all?
I have no intentions of running.
Wong Tam resigned in March to pursue the provincial seat of Toronto Centre for the NDP after incumbent Suze Morrison did not seek re-election due to health concerns. Wong Tam held the NDP seat with about 43% of the vote during the 2022 Ontario election in June. Potts was the chief of staff for Wong Tam since 2020 and the community relations strategic advisor for 9 months prior to that. By becoming Ward 13's interim city councillor, Potts took on several roles on several city-based committees by succeeding Tam. This includes the Planning and Housing Committee, the Board of Health, the city's advisory for the accessibility, and as chair of the Two-Spirit Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Queer Advisory Committee. CGRU reached out to Councillor Potts and her staff for comment about the decision to run in the upcoming election in University Rosedale. The media team for Councillor Potts initially contacted CGRU in June that an interview would not be possible, given her schedule adjusting to the new responsibilities as a city councillor. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.